Despite the fact that I have arrived with a cold, I have come this morning to preach a new beginning. I have come this morning to announce to you that old ways are being left behind and new things are coming to pass. And I am here to warn you as your pastor that whenever God begins a new thing, it surely means there will be challenge and change and plenty of surprises. Now, I can tell from the look on some of your faces that you are wondering, just who are you to come into our beautiful place and proclaim new things? I know a lot of you don't know me, have never seen me, have no idea who I am. And the rest of you might be thinking, well, you think you can come and say that because you're the bishop. But actually, it has nothing to do with what I have come to say. I get to say these things for two reasons. The first reason is the calendar. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, a new church year, a new year of grace is beginning. And if we accept Advent for what it's really meant to do for us, then we make ourselves willing and ready to watch for the new thing that God is doing right around us, no matter where we are, and to make up our minds to be a part of it. When I was very young and growing up in the church, I always thought somehow that the whole point of Advent was to anticipate Christmas. That each next candle that got lit on the Advent wreath brought me 1 week closer to my presence under the tree. I was not a very pious child. It was only after I got quite a bit older that I realized Advent has nothing to do with getting ready for the birth of Jesus. Jesus has already been born. He's already done his ministry, healed the sick, called his disciples, taught us how to be followers in the way of love. He's already been crucified, buried, resurrected, and ascended. He's already seated at the right hand of the Father. And he is already alive right here, right now, in the body of Christ, the church, just like St. Paul teaches us. So Advent is not about getting ready for something that has already happened. God would not waste our time with that. No, Advent is about getting us ready for what God is going to do next. This season reminds us of how God's promises were fulfilled, yes, in the birth of Jesus, but it does all of that to make a point, and the point is God is fulfilling God's promises today and tomorrow. So here's the challenge. The people who lived in Jesus' time, they thought they knew what to look for. They had very clear ideas about how God was going to fulfill God's promises. They had such a clear idea that pretty much every week they went to the synagogue and told God what they expected God to do. And they were about as wrong as they could have been. They didn't get a king. They got a teacher. They didn't get someone all-powerful. They got someone completely vulnerable. They didn't get someone who cast out all the people they didn't agree with or didn't like. They got someone who drew the circle of love so wide that it included everyone. So what will we look for? Well, we can look for somebody who has a lot of stuff. We can put our faith in our possessions, in our beautiful things, in the loveliness of this world, but then we might miss the Jesus who teaches his followers to lay up their treasures in heavenly things, not in the things that break and fall apart and need repair or get stolen. That stuff does not point us toward the whole new thing God is doing. Can we risk following that God? Or we can put our faith in our certainties, in the things we know God has ordained are righteous. But then we might just miss the Jesus who changed his mind when he was confronted by the gentle wisdom of a Canaanite woman. Can we risk changing our minds? Or we could put our faith in our power, in our strength, in our defenses against the risk of a world where evil is always stalking us and danger is never far from innocent people. But then we will miss the Jesus who conquers death, not by power, not by might, but by vulnerability. So much so that it is his willingness to accept even the naked vulnerability of the cross that is the most profound new thing God has ever done. And practically no one saw what that meant when it was happening, even though they were looking. Can we risk being even half that vulnerable? That is why Advent is three parts anticipation and one part apprehension. That is why Advent teaches us to look forward in hope, but not without a reminder that we can get those hopes wrong, that we can put our faith in the wrong things and then miss the chance to see what God is doing. And that is why this whole season is going to end with the angels making their proclamation to the shepherds. And what are they going to say? Do not be afraid. Sisters and brothers, those are not meant by the angels to be words of comfort. Those are words of command. Do not be afraid. If you want to be part of the new thing God is doing, then the first thing you have to do is learn how to live without fear. Now, I said there were two reasons I had the right to stand here and proclaim new things today. The first is the calendar. Advent starts today. And the second is because of what God is up to right here at St. James's. Think about how you felt at this moment, this Sunday, last year. On the first Sunday of Advent of 2018, think about what you were worried about or maybe hurt by. Think about what you were hopeful for. Think about what you were anticipating or maybe dreading. And now think about how much has changed in that year. Today, we begin a new year of grace. And in the year ahead of us, St. James will search for, and by the grace of God, will find a priest to come among us as a pastor, a teacher, a colleague, and a guide. That person is already out there somewhere, and they don't know yet who they are, and neither do we, but God does, if we will listen, if we are willing to put our heavenly things above our earthly things, if we are willing to have the prayerful discipline of opening our minds and our hearts and just maybe changing them, if we are willing to take up our cross, as Jesus asked his followers to do, and follow him into a place of setting aside our defenses and maybe accepting a little more vulnerability, Because only by becoming a little more vulnerable can we be open to God working a new thing in us. So brothers and sisters, just like it said in the epistle, you know what time it is. That's what St. Paul wrote to those Romans, and he might as well be writing it to us too. You know what time it is. Isaiah is preaching to us that it is time for us to go to the mountain. It is time for us to get up higher so we can have a better view of where on our horizon God's new thing is happening. And then when we see it, go running as fast as we can in that direction. Sisters and brothers, the mountain is not going to come to us. The mountain is not going to come here and knock on our gates. We are going to have to go out and climb the path up the mountain. You know what time it is. It is time for us to go together out into the world and up on top of the mountain, seeking the new thing that God is doing, looking for the signs of new life God is calling us to embrace, the new chapter God wants to write with us right here at St. James's. So welcome to the mountain, sisters and brothers. Welcome to the path before us. Advent people, us. Advent people are people who climb together up to the mountaintop, helping each other along, holding on to each other in the darkness, and rejoicing when the dawn breaks somewhere on the horizon to know God's new day is beckoning us on. You know what time it is. Let's go. Amen.